soon, but just talk about how you felt.
Yeah, I think it was a good first set for sure. A little slow starting in, but managed to play well. Especially in the middle of the first set, I played some of the best tennis I've played in the tournament. So really going for my shots and very happy about the break point that I took with the back and down the line and served well. And when he got hurt, I was unfortunate. But at the same time, I played well. I was moving him a lot. And unfortunate ending, but that's how it is sometimes.
Carlos was talking about the phenomenon of it can take 2-3 matches to work your way into a tournament final rhythm. I just wondered if you'd talk about that and whether if that works that way for you, or do you find yourself playing right out of the box?
No, definitely not. I need also time. You know, I need time. I need matches to find my good level and my best level. That was definitely my feeling after the first round. I was like, okay, it showed all my other qualities to get through, but it was not really my game. But again, I accepted that, and the most important is that, you know, winning that match giving me an opportunity to play one more the day after. So. And in that way, you can keep building. So the most important is to get through, and then after that, you just keep working on your level, and it's going forward, so that's very nice. And also, you know, when you have those practice days, you can go a little bit deeper into the details on what didn't go so well in the match and what you have to do better.
We had a great deal of expectations before, and you wondering which one do you think was most exciting?
Today? Honestly, it's tough to say one, really, because, you know, it was about being aggressive when I could, because Francis was dangerous when he had the time, so I had to be really early on the ball and strike when I could, but at the same time, also be patient, because, you know, he's very solid as well, so I couldn't just go for a win on every shot, so a nice mix, I think. When I had the opportunity, I think I was good at going for it, not waiting, but at the same time, I was happy to stay and play deep and heavy with him, so... You know, a good balance, but for sure to take the opportunity and also have some good people turn in the speed, and after had, you know, opportunity to hit on the second shot, so that was the key to it.
I'm curious how is the way you view your playing style and what you need to do to be your best on court? How has that changed over the years from when you first came on the court to now?
Well, I think a big aspect is accepting that, you know, as you know, I spoke to you about, like, building from match by match and, you know, accepting that, you know, this may not happen in the first match, but as long as you keep working and you keep winning, you give yourself an opportunity to play better and better. And I think also it's very important that, you know, all the teams have the same, you know, focus and how I have to play. And obviously I'm very happy about my movements also. It's important to stay healthy. So that is also an important factor to play my good tennis, because I need to move well and aggressively well as well. So I think it's many aspects, but right now I have a few focus things that I take care of, and those are working well.
Does court speed kind of force you to play more aggressive as well?
Yeah, but for sure, it's tough to say, because the ball is quite fast here, the ball is flying fast through the air, so it's, yes, you can be aggressive, but it's also about controlling the ball, because it can really fly, and that happened to me the first match. I didn't have the same control on the ball as I have now, so, you know, we worked a lot on that, you know, the ball control and hitting, you know, with a little bit more shape and more spin on the ball to make it dip. And yeah, it's about, yeah, controlling, but when you can, try to step up and play aggressive.
Some of the other players have been talking about the weird situations they found themselves in with Andy Dobin. For example, Alan Greaves was that one time Andy Dobin guy came to his house and he couldn't see for like 3 hours, so he ended up with them sitting on the couch watching a full football game together until he could finally see. Have you ever had any weird situations like that? And what's it like having someone watch you take a peek?
Yeah, it's a bit weird to be honest, but you know, usually I put my time slot in the morning, so it's pretty easy for me to give the pee that is needed, but... sometimes when it's after matches, it can be difficult because you lose a lot of liquid and a lot of sweat, so you need to rehydrate again a lot. And I remember I had one after French Open this year where it took me long, and I played, I think it was the 8:30 or 8:45 match, and I played 4 sets, and after that they had to test me, and that's a bit like, oh, a bit tough moment to be tested, and I think it was stayed until 2 o'clock in the night or something. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know, there's not much more to say about it. I think this is the... This is how it is, we cannot change it.
So were you just hanging around like the box?
I was just drinking water, eating food, talking to my physio, asking them why are you texting me at the time of the night, why you're not waiting for the next day, but you know, sometimes there is no answer to the question.
Yeah.
Holder, one of the things that has made Novak so great is even deep into his career, given all these accomplishments, he's still open to tweaking his game, which just doesn't sound easy when you're at this level. I just wanted to comment on that, how hard it is to maybe, as far as you are in your career, maybe think about it.
I think that's definitely one of the key factors to be better all the time and also be better through your career and not to stay the same, because you have to be open for small changes all the time. Even, you know, you win, things are well, but there's always small things that can be better, and like maybe 1%, 2%, but, you know, if you can take those, you have to take those. And it's the same, you know, yes, I played well today, but we're speaking on the team, like what went well, what did you do on the serve, what did you do on the forehand, what can we, you know, even small technical adjustments, like it's not like you don't think about the technique in the match, but like on the practice, the warm-up, you think about fine-tuning the stuff so you can, you know, play better, you know, play with more quality, serve better, return better. So it's all about trying to improve small things because it's never going to be major things at this level, but small, important details that can make your game with more strength and a lot better.
Can you remember the last time you did make a major, like, technical things to your game?
A major one?
Yeah.
I mean, we did some bigger ones in the preseason with the forehand and the serve. It was mainly to slow down the right arm a little bit on the forehand to give the more whip effect, and on the serve was to open more the shoulder blades to give it more distance so it's not too close. But again, this is not major changes, you know, it's something that, you know, even today in the match, you know, Lars told me, like, open a bit more the chest when you serve, and it can be the same, like, the left arm hits too much here, you have to put a little bit more here, so always small things.
But with the forehand, was that for more top spin or
more? More easy power, I would say, and also, you know, especially on the short, low balls inside the court, you get more. Like, I have a lot of power, but, you know, if we use less energy and just get the ball going more through the court. And I think, again, it's like, you know, you try it, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work, maybe you go back to what you felt good before, or maybe it actually does feel good. For me, it felt good, and that's what we've been keeping on doing. And also, it's nice to have all the statistics these days so you can see, okay, does it actually work or does it not work? And it did work, you know, my form is better and better. So that's important to me.
Oh, I'm
going to do that.